Moscow speaking and showing. Valery Solovy with you. Dear friends, you will see this video on Sunday, August 31st, at 7 p.m. Moscow time. Summer is ending, autumn is beginning. But I did not dedicate the video to the change of seasons, naturally, it is dedicated to another topic. You may have noticed that the video is being released outside of the traditional headings and outside of the traditional days of my videos. Initially, I thought of it as an exclusively video with the purpose of making an announcement. But then it turned out that in addition to the announcement, I have another topic that is not of interest to everyone, but nevertheless of interest to part of society. And the topic, frankly speaking, is alarming. However, I will start with an announcement. In the coming week, perhaps even for 2 weeks, I will not be going on air. I inform you that this time may be shortened, perhaps lengthened a little, as they say, follow the messages, we will stay in touch. But I just want to reassure my sympathizers, my regular viewers and listeners, that I am okay, that I will definitely go on air after some time. I hope that time will be short. Well, at least not long. So please don't worry. Everything is okay. I want to reassure my sympathizers, and to my ill-wishers, slanderers, liars, I want to say, don't get your hopes up, you won't live to see it. This is the first announcement. The second point of my presentation. Well, calendar logic dictates that since the video is coming out on the eve of September 1st, then we should congratulate the parents, we should congratulate the teachers, we should congratulate the schoolchildren, students, and kindergartners too, if they are able to understand these congratulations on September 1st. Dear friends, I never do this. I will explain why. I consider such an explanation very important. I am a former university teacher and I will say without a doubt, I am a very good teacher. And I am the father of a young man who was also a schoolboy not so long ago. I remember his school years well, I would say, too well. Quote. So, I believe that on the eve of September 1st and on September 1st, we should not congratulate, but express sympathy to everyone who is related to the system of education, upbringing and training in the Russian Federation. That is, my sympathy to teachers and university lecturers, and those who work in the preschool education system, my sincere sympathy to the parents of those who are going to school, who are going to universities, who are going to kindergartens. And, of course, my greatest sympathy to the youngest and the very youngest. I will explain why I express sympathy. Knowing the education system from the inside, I can say with confidence that the education system in the Russian Federation, especially preschool and school, is a system of social violence, moral and psychological terror. You heard right, social violence and pressure, moral and psychological terror that distorts souls, hearts and, frankly speaking, lives, the lives of those who go through this extremely undesirable, in fact, school of socialization. And it has a very negative effect on teachers, and on UZ teachers, and on, naturally, on parents. You know that there are good schools, they exist, there are good teachers, but in general the system itself is flawed and endowed with a huge number of defects. Of course, we will change this system. I can boldly promise and guarantee this to you. We will change it. It will become a system for people, for students and for teachers, naturally, for parents too. They are against teachers. Not against parents and not against schoolchildren and students. Yes, in universities it is a little better. Again, I can judge from my own experience, it is freer, there is no such violence, no such pressure, but, frankly speaking, children already come with a very heavy, negative burden and are often distorted. And again, I think you know what I'm talking about. So instead of congratulating everyone, I want to sincerely wish you fortitude, moral dignity, and human independence. And I want to make a request to parents. Take care of your children, don't put additional pressure on them. It's already extremely difficult for them in this meat grinder called the Russian education system. Take care of them, help them, pity them. You will not have another opportunity to show your parental feelings than this one. It seems to me that you simply will not have a better opportunity. And now I'll move on to the news that I would like to tell you. This news is also not good. I have mentioned publicly several times, albeit in passing, that the Russian Federation, the Kremlin, during the peace talks with Ukraine, during the talks with the United States, asked to establish the process of extraditing to the Russian Federation those whom the Russian Federation considers traitors to the motherland and traitors. Once again, this is the wording on the part of the Russian Federation. Traitors to the motherland, traitors, and very importantly terrorists. We are talking about two categories of citizens. Initially, I was talking about one category, now about two. These are those who, with weapons in their hands, participate in military actions against the Russian Federation, well, in this case, on the Ukrainian side. I do not know how many of them there are, but I know that the Russian Federation compiled these lists and handed these lists over to the United States, which took this extremely calmly. And in general, during preliminary consultations, they said that they would not object to the extradition of these people, if the Ukrainian side agreed to it. Let me remind you that the overwhelming majority of these people, with very few exceptions, do not even have Ukrainian citizenship. Therefore, they are potential candidates for extradition. And, frankly speaking, I have no doubts that at least some of these people will be handed over to the Russian Federation. This is one category. The second category is those who have not taken up arms, however, from the point of view of the Russian authorities, they are traitors, betrayers of the motherland and also terrorists, potential and actual. Even if they are without arms in their hands, even if they are ideological and cultural terrorists. Russia is negotiating on this matter, or rather, yes, these are not yet negotiations, but consultations with a number of European countries that are members of the European Union and the United States. I can tell you that so far not a single country has responded with an unequivocal refusal to the proposal of the Russian Federation to extradite terrorists to it. Not a single country in the European Union has responded with an unequivocal refusal. Some did not respond, some said that, in principle, they are ready to consider such an opportunity if they present legally confirming documents legally confirming the fact of terrorism. And only one side unequivocally responded with a refusal during the consultation, as far as I know, it was the United Kingdom. The rest, no, did not respond. Now I draw your attention to the following. Yes, and you understand who we are talking about. We are talking about those who make up, well, probably the loudest, the most famous core, the brightest core of activists of Russian political migration. Not immigration in general. The Kremlin is not interested in immigrants in general in the Russian Federation. They are interested in those who pursue very specific political goals. And very loud, very visible. So, I draw your attention to what? That recently, and you probably paid attention, well, you still don't understand whether this makes sense to you, it seems funny and strange. Funny and strange. More and more often, in absentia sentences are handed down on charges of terrorism and extremism to people who are outside the borders of the Russian Federation. So that you know, in this way, a legal basis is being prepared in order to present demands for extradition or readmission, perhaps this option, for the readmission of these people. And in general, I do not want to say that all of them will be extradited. To tell you everything, the Russian Federation will ask for their heads and lives, for whose freedom and lives the Russian Federation will ask. Of course not, not all of them. For example, there is a well-known terrorist and extremist, the writer Akunin. Well, you understand, I am speaking ironically about extremism. Naturally, he will not be extradited, but there are much less well-known people whose extradition will not cause any noise, will not cause any strong reaction either in the world or in the Russian Federation. Moreover, I doubt that, probably, part of the Russian auditorium, part of Russian society will say, well, they deserve it, they deserve it. These are, of course, my assumptions. I do not know how the reaction of Russian society will actually be, but I know what the Kremlin thinks about this and they are preparing for this, and so far they have not met with an unequivocal refusal. Moreover, I am inclined to believe that within the framework of improving relations with the Russian Federation, someone will be extradited to it. No, I don't think we'll be talking about extraditing thousands, let alone tens of thousands. I don't think we'll even be talking about hundreds. Well, maybe a few dozen. Although maybe we'll be talking about 100 or more. As my good friend told me, well, this actually reminds me of a second Linz. Linz. There's an Austrian town. Find out what's connected with this town in Russian history. Of course, it won't be a second Lenin in terms of scale. In fact, it will be. Moreover, when the Russian Federation asked the question during the consultation, will they extradite those who have citizenship in these countries and a residence permit? In general, they didn't meet with a refusal either, saying that if they are terrorists, why shouldn't we extradite the terrorists? We're not going to deal with terrorists on the territory of our countries in France, Italy, Spain, Greece or somewhere else, who were condemned by the Russian Federation. Let the Russian Federation deal with them. Dear friends, I would like to tell you something, you know, optimistic, something encouraging. I have no doubt that it will even be implemented. I think that attempts to implement these intentions will definitely be made, because preparations are underway. They are underway at the level of political consultations, they are underway at the level of forming a legal framework within the Russian Federation. Yes, it is ridiculous to demand the extradition of a person if he is accused of violating the rules of conduct and an agent. Well, if he is accused of being a terrorist extremist and we don't know what else, an Ural tunnel from Kyiv, or, more precisely, of helping to dig a tunnel from Kyiv to Moscow so that is, the Ukrainian, so-called Nazis could get to the heart of our motherland, then this is a rather serious thing, quite serious, believe me, from a legal point of view. Not all countries will reject this thing, deny it right off the bat. That is absolutely certain. Moreover, they will want to improve relations with the Russian Federation. Nevertheless, I hope that all this will last. And this intimidation that the Russian authorities are engaged in a broad sense. These so-called administrative, disciplinary and police measures that the Russian authorities are forming in a complex, this complex impact, all this will not last long. When I say shortly, I am not talking about years, I am talking about several months. But, frankly speaking, they can spoil the mood and drive an already depressed society into an even stronger depression. All these measures can and, in general, they do have such an effect. I consider it my duty, both civic and political, to warn about the risks. In this case, these risks relate primarily to those, even exclusively to those who are outside the Russian Federation and make up, albeit a small fraction, but nevertheless a noticeable and visible fraction. These are, in general, people. Proceed from what I told you, that this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to prepare for implementation. I do not know whether it will be implemented or not and to what extent, but forewarned is forearmed. Dear friends, I will remind you once again that I will not be on the air for some time. I hope this time will be short. Maybe it will be a week, maximum 2 weeks, or it may be even faster. Everything and faster, I will say, this is not my silence. This pause will be much shorter. In any case, I will inform you. Please, take care of yourself. In any case, I will stay in touch with you. You can write, please, in Telegram or wherever else you want to write to me, to get some answers. I will stay in touch with you. You can be sure. I repeat once again, ill wishers will not live to see it. Nothing will come of it. You will not live to see it, do not hope. I will tell well-wishers, and sympathizers, everything will be fine. First of all, take care of them, first of all, take care of yourself. Mental and physical health will be needed by all of us in the near future, I would say, at the level of 100%. Just like in games, yes, 100% health. It is very important that our health is 100%, because ahead are exciting, honestly, exciting, not easy, well, in general, optimistic weeks and months, but still ultimately optimistic. I will be with you. Help us to the extent that you can help in the way you can, morally, psychologically, materially, if you are able, if you want, you know how to do it. In the description of this video, you will see bank details, a phone number for the fast payment system. You can use any payment method convenient for you. All of them are absolutely equally safe for you. But once again, I repeat once again, you need to survive in this chaos. Having preserved at least, okay, 100%, maybe I will bend at least more than 50% of my physical, mental health. I will be with you until our inevitable victory and further and longer. And know, firmly know and do not doubt, no matter how difficult it is now, victory will be ours. It will certainly be ours.